Freedom 7, that's the call station.
Report 3.5G, cabin pressure holding fine. Cabin pressure holding 5.5 pounds per square inch.
The G, of course, refers to gravity. G, 1G is the gravity, is the pressure on a person at the surface of the Earth. The pressure increases as the rocket goes up, and then it falls away to nothing.
The trajectory is still A-OK. The pilot is in good voice communication with Mercury Control.
Mercury Control making those announcements, as you can hear.
Freedom 7 with astronaut Alan B. Shepard reports the fuel system is go. 4G, cabin 5.5 pounds per square inch, oxygen go. All systems go.
Go. Go means in the rocket men's parlance that everything is fine. It's either go or it's no go.
Pilot reports tower jettisoned.
The escape tower has been
astronaut
shot off.
A-OK.
A-OK.
Periscope coming out.
The escape tower not needed. It was jettisoned, as you heard the control say. I'm trying to get into word to tell you that freedom...
Turnaround started, assuming orbital attitude.
The capsule, free now, is turning around, powered by the rocket.
Going to hand control movements now.
This is to test the pilot in flight. This is the basic purpose of the flight, to see what a man in space can do by himself. Taking control of the
capsule. Switching to manual control of the pitch attitude.
Pilot switching to manual control. The attitude refers to the position of the capsule in space. I'm still trying to tell you...
Trajectory looks A-OK.
Trajectory A-OK, as you heard. Freedom...
Pitch control A-OK.
Sooner or later, I'll be able to tell you about Freedom 7.
Switching to manual yaw.
Yaw refers to the sort of odd pitching, rolling motion that a ship at sea sometimes makes.
Medical monitor in Mercury Control reports pilot's condition appears to be excellent.
The pilot is wired up.
Taking over manual control of the roll attitude.
The pilot taking on still another job in space, controlling the roll of the ship, the capsule, that is.
Roll is okay.
The medical reports are sent back automatically.
What a beautiful view is a quote.
That's a quote from the pilot, Alan Shepard. What a beautiful view. Waiting tensely here on the ground for further reports from control.
Pilot reports 3 to 4 tenths cloud cover along the eastern coast of the United States, obscuring the eastern coast up through Cape Hatteras.
It's a long view to see Cape Hatteras from above the coast of Florida, or at least the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast. He's headed eventually for Grand Bahama Island, one of the northern islands of the Great Bahama Group.
Pilot reports assuming retro attitude, initiating retro fire sequence.
The retro rockets, as you heard, being...
Pilot reports mission very smooth.
No explanation needed. Freedom 7 is the call letters or the call name of the radio station in that capsule. It was selected by the seven astronauts themselves. At last I managed to say it. Freedom 7, the name of...
Retro rocket number 1 has fired.
The name of the Mercury capsule, and you can
retro
hear...
Retro number 2 has fired.
You can hear the story of the rockets, one after the other.
Retro number 3 has fired.
The retro rocket slowing down the craft, preparatory to re-entering the Earth's atmosphere.
Preparing to jettison the retro rocket pod.
The pod will contain the used parts of the rocket.
We are still receiving excellent voice communication from the pilot.
Alan Shepard talking all the time to Mercury Control.
Medical monitor reports everything A-OK in the cockpit.
The medical monitor is the automatic device or a series of devices attached to the pilot's body. Waiting now for a moment, I thought the Mercury Control would come in with another announcement. And the last thing I want to do is to blank out something that the control might be about.
The retro rocket packet has jettisoned. The retro rocket packet has been jettisoned.
The retro rocket packet falling into the sea. Strangely enough, the actual Redstone booster should go farther out into the Atlantic than the capsule itself. The booster, though, of course, will be lost. It will not be... There will be no attempt made to...
The mission is now 6 minutes and 40 seconds old. Astronaut Alan V. Shepard is still talking to us, working like a test pilot, reporting facts and figures, reporting procedures in the precise engineering manner of a test pilot.
And, of course, a test pilot is just what all these astronauts really are, even though they are breaking new territory, going out of the atmosphere into space, doing today things that all of them have practiced doing many times, but, of course, a rehearsal.
Beginning to roll into re-entry attitude.
The voice you hear is Colonel John Powers, who...
Automatic control system operating properly.
Who is a public information officer attached to NASA, the National Space Administration, and who acts as the spokesman, really, for the astronauts themselves on this project, Mercury. He's in Mercury Control giving us these reports. We don't see him, but we hear him. And we wait for him to give us the next official report. Soon the parachute will be opening after the capsule comes down into the atmosphere. First, a tiny parachute called a drogue.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. We have a registration in the control center indicating 0.05 of a G, indicating the beginning of penetration.
0.05 of a G means that Alan Shepard is beginning to lose the weightlessness that he has been going through while in space.
We are still in voice communication with the pilot.
While in space outside the atmosphere.
9G coming down.
Now that suddenly was quick. From no G's at all to 9 G's. 9 times the pressure that's on a person.
His words are okay.
Also a critical moment for the capsule as it re-enters the atmosphere.
Going through peak G now. He is still talking, saying okay.
Going through the peak G period, says Colonel Powers. This is the point at which the heat really builds up on the outside of the capsule. The nose of the capsule, with the pilot riding backward now, is composed of material.
All data here at the Mercury Control Center at this time is excellent.
The nose of the capsule is composed of material that actually burns a bit and falls away as a protective measure. Instead of being completely heat resistant, it actually gives in a bit to the heat, and some of it is consumed and therefore keeps the high temperature from going inside the cabin. 20 G's means that Alan Shepard weighs more than 3,000 pounds in his capsule. 3,000 pounds.
Pilot reports 30,000 feet on the way down.
An altitude of 30,000 feet. We used to figure at school 5,280 feet in a mile, a statute mile, not a nautical mile. That's 6080, more or less.
Pilot now talking to us via a link, radio link at Grand Bahama Island, and we're reading him loud and clear.
That means that Shepard's
work... The drogue parachute has deployed. The drogue parachute has deployed.
The drogue is the tiny parachute that comes out first and pulls the big red and white striped one with it. The big red and white striped parachute comes out a few moments later and is the one that actually stops the downward rush of the capsule. The small parachute makes...
Pilot reports all systems in the cockpit A-OK and operating properly.
Using the small parachute first means there's less of a jolt on the capsule and the pilot and the instruments when the big parachute suddenly opens. Everyone highly encouraged here at Cape Canaveral at the controls. Everything working beautifully.
The medical monitor in the Mercury Control Center reports the pilot A-OK all the way.
The medical control again. Although it is not an orbital flight because we just don't have rockets powerful enough and safe enough to send them
out. The main parachute has deployed. The main parachute has deployed. The Mercury spacecraft Freedom 7 is now descending on its main parachute.
And if you heard that applause, it came from hardened newsmen who heard that announcement. Now to Bob Lodge on the carrier Lake Champlain.
Parachute as it comes down on a level with the clouds on the horizon. This is Robert Lodge. aboard the carrier, Lake Champlain.
Our communication with Mercury astronaut Alan Shepard is getting a little rough. We did report deployment of the main parachute. He last reported his altitude as 7,000 feet descending.
Actually, what Colonel Powers said while we were getting the report of Reporter Lodge aboard the Lake Champlain was that the capsule was at 7,000 feet and, quote, coming in for a landing, unquote. And as I said, just as we switched, the newsmen, about 500 of them perhaps, more or less, from many parts of the world who've seen a great many things in their careers and are not given much to display, burst into spontaneous applause when the voice of Colonel Powers told us that the parachute had opened, the capsule had gone up into space, outside the atmosphere of the Earth, had come down again on its perilous re-entry, and was parachuting down toward the sea, and within view of the principal rescue, or should I say recovery ship, actually, that's a better word for it, recovery vessel, the aircraft carrier Lake Champlain. There are half a dozen destroyers out there, too, strung all around, just in case the capsule might have come down at a point that wasn't anticipated, but fortunately the capsule is coming down, parachuting at this moment within full view of the aircraft carrier, the central ship in the recovery fleet.
Mercury recovery forces downrange report a visual sighting of the spacecraft descending in the parachute or hanging from the parachute.
Going to make another switch now from our CBS Radio News headquarters to Robert Lodge on the carrier Lake Champlain.
Hello, this is the aircraft carrier Lake Champlain. The parachute and the capsule are still coming down on the horizon. They're about even with the clouds now on the horizon. We are about 4 miles away from the spacecraft now. It has still not made its impact with the water. The helicopters are about, I would estimate, halfway to the point of impact. And as we say, the space capsule has not yet made impact with the water. In that lead helicopter, ready to pick up the astronaut, are First Lieutenant Wayne Coons, the pilot, and Marine co-pilot George Cox. We're now probably no more than 3 miles away from the parachute. It's becoming very clear now. It's very possible that the carrier will be right close to the spacecraft, as it's being recovered from the water.
We have a relayed report.
It could be only a matter of 2 or 3 more minutes. It's swaying gently in the wind, side to side, first to one side and then the other. It's a good thing there's a naval commander inside, or he might be getting seasick. The lead helicopter is now right at the parachute. They're now hovering over the parachute and will be ready to pick him up out of the water almost immediately.